I started the First Federal Savings and Loan in Aberdeen. In the safe in the Aberdeen Examiner office. Well, it grew out of that, and he has just retired, but he's still living. He and Aunt Ethel are 81 and 83.
Have you ever been in that library?
And last spring, Aunt Ethel and my daughter and I went to Aberdeen, not just to visit Uncle Roger. You can't visit your family and do anything else. When they were having, they have a pilgrimage of the old houses, and we went to two or three of the old houses and went to the library and talked to, it's Miss Lucille Peacock, isn't it?
The library?
Uh-huh.
Little old lady.
And because I have read and read about the library in Aberdeen. It's genealogical research more, isn't it? And Uncle Harold, who was Lacey's older brother, seems to have been real interested in that. And she has a picture of him among the other relics hanging around in there.
Oh, it was the type of place you could have browsed around.
Oh, well, see, I didn't have time to spend any time at all. My Uncle Bobby, my one uncle, my mother's brother, Bobby, got, Aunt Marcy gave him Granddaddy Sanders' little leather trunk and papers, and he gave it to the library at State. And I remembered that, and so Aunt Ethel and I went up there one day and looked through some of that stuff. And can you believe I read right through dinner time? I found something more interesting than food. And what was more interesting to me than Granddaddy's papers, because I had seen them before, but Bobby persuaded a friend of ours here in town to give lots of old books and diaries and things that she had, papers, to this collection. Mm-hmm. And see, I'd never seen any of them. Mm-hmm. So I had a good time. But it's not often that, I have never been in the courthouse here, for instance. And, you know, just sat down and read over. Because I had just gotten to where I could walk out the door, you know, by myself and do something like that. My youngest children are 15 and 16. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For a long time, I just couldn't do anything like that. Yeah. But what were you looking for? We had a club program not long ago. Joanne Dawes, who lives in Aberdeen, came down here from Kosciuszko. Came down here and talked to a club I belong to, and she and some friends have compiled some stuff in a book. And you know, one of the things she told us, that county, that part of the state is older than this. I believe that's been, Aberdeen's been there since the 1820s. This part was after the Treaty of Dancing Rabbit Creek and, in the 1830s, before white people came to this part of the state. But that courthouse has never burned. They have everything from the 1820s. This one has burned twice. So we do not have the records in the courthouse in this county that they have in Aberdeen. And Monroe County was once, what is now five or six counties, was a lot bigger than anyway. So I really enjoy things like that. I could spend hours and weeks just reading in that kind of place, but I can't do it.
I guess Mississippi has a museum of archives and history.
Yes, in the old capitol. J.P. Coleman did that for us when he was governor. Do you know him? Are you familiar? He is the judge of the Fifth Circuit Court now, but he was the governor. Before Ross Barnett, I believe.